The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was doing some research for the show yesterday, and I made our daughter Ava Maddox sad. Automatic, I don't think you were even home. Ooh. Talk about it now on Tuesday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So there was a shooting last week in Allen, Texas, and I read different publications. I watch different cable news and local news to try to get the story. And I could tell that she got nervous with one of the news outlets that was discussing this mass shooting. And she said, Mom, I don't really want to watch this. I said, you put on whatever you want, mija. And she put on Disney Plus and immediately started watching The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh,
and then she watched Luca. And then she needed to get away from that. She needed, at her age even, she's a teenager, and she just can't even process it. And I had a talk with her about it. There was a prank last week. What?
Wait, you talked to her about it after?
Yeah, I had to. I let her, like, watch the movies. There was a prank last week, a national prank, where somebody thought it was cute to send out text messages that they were going to shoot up the schools. And it was just stupid. And my daughter was so nervous and scared. And I said, how are you feeling? And she goes, I feel all right now. And I said, so how did you feel? She's like, Mom, it's just a lot. That's how our kids feel. And people are like, oh, kids today have it so hard. It's online. It's at the school. They can't even go to school.
Well, it's not just children. I felt the same way.
I didn't want to watch
any news.
You're
and anything.
Right.
Also, it's just like a problem with social media and the algorithms, too, is that negative news is better for the algorithm.
Yes.
And not to say that these things didn't happen, and my heart goes to the people that were tragically impacted, but it's the platforms are going to put them in our face no matter what you do. So I felt that same burnout this weekend too, and I stayed away from all news coverage.
I'm glad that Ava did what she did.
Yeah.
Because to just turn on Disney and get away from it. Because the other thing is more than likely when you walk out your front door, all the world's problems are not going to be there
at your front doorstep. You're
and
right.
They are on your phone though. And if you have your nose on your phone constantly, it's going to feel like you're constantly under attack.
Well, and you talk about the algorithm. It's not really the algorithm, it's human nature. That's why we slow down to look at an accident. It feeds what we want. It's human nature. I don't know what it is. I'm not an expert, but I just wanted to say, take your kids for a walk, turn on a movie, have a night where you put your phones down and spend some good quality time together. Plus, I'd never seen Luca. Damn, that's a good movie. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Lost Sock Memorial Day for all the lost socks that didn't make it through the dryer.
I was going to say, they went down that little path.
We also got National Alphabet Magnet Day. So those are fun, dude. I always love rearranging those.
I love those. We never had those in my house, but some of my friends did. They're so fun.
They're fun. And it is not actually against the law to tear a tag off the mattress. It is National Tear a Tag Off the Mattress Day.
Wait, hold on. It's not against the law?
No, it is only against the law if the mattress is still in the store. Once you buy it, you can do whatever you want with it.
My dad had me freaked out my entire childhood. He'd tell you better not pull that off or go to jail.
You believed him.
I believed him.
Something everybody loved from a childhood is National Sleepover Day. Hey. Yeah, dude.
I didn't do those.
Oh, man.
I didn't get to sleep over a lot until I went to go live with my mom. And then there was always that one kid. I want to go home. I want to go home. There's always that one kid. You know what I mean?
Were you that
mom.
Kid?
I didn't say that, DJ. I didn't say that, okay?
I have a feeling you were that kid.
I was that kid. Because I never got to sleep over when I lived with my nana. I hated sleeping at people's houses.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You ever work at a restaurant and the kids just leave a mess and the family doesn't even care and you have to pick up after them? Imagine that happening on an airplane. That's exactly what happened. This professional baseball player, what's his name?
Anthony Bass.
Whatever. He tried to shame an airline worker for asking his wife to pick up after
his
pregnant wife. And?
His pregnant, 22 weeks pregnant.
What? I literally worked till the day I had our child. You didn't show me that kind of sympathy. What the hell's wrong with you? And you just
I didn't know you were going to have the baby the day we were working.
It doesn't matter. She's not even ready to have the baby.
You were like 3 weeks early.
No, who cares? Anyway, she can't pick up after her kids. She can't take care of her kids. She can't make sure they're not making a mess.
She could, but that's not her job. I mean, if she already...
It's not her job as a mother to take care of her kids.
No, it is her job.
Got it.
Okay, but I don't like the fact that he's trying to shame these people because no matter what, it is your job to clean it up. That's why they were hired, is to clean up. But
it's your job as a parent to make sure your kids don't make a mess.
No, she's 22 weeks pregnant.
That's
the exception. If it was just a mom with two kids, I would say make her clean it up. But it's a woman who's pregnant. And there's no reason for her to be cleaning up the mess.
The day I had our daughter. Don't make an excuse for being pregnant.
Oh, you're
a
superwoman.
No, I'm not a superwoman. I'm just a woman. Who knows? It's my job to take care of my kids. Here's my thing. Look, I get it. The kids, they made a mess and she's pregnant and all of that. And I get it. He tried to shame the airline, putting it up on Twitter. But the fact is, whether you're rich or not, whether somebody's waiting on you or not, it's common courtesy to just teach your children to pick up after themselves.
Which is true. Okay. But it's also their job to clean up.
Isn't it also a little bit of common courtesy to help the woman who's pregnant with two other kids? Like, can't you just be a nice person and be like, hey, you know what? I see you're going through
it. Let's do it.
Traveling with two kids and you're pregnant.
And again, like I said,
Why are we on the woman's side and you're not?
I am on the woman's side. The woman's side is to teach your children to pick up. Look, I get it. They're privileged people. The man's a baseball player. He makes a lot of money. But it's common courtesy that if you are at a restaurant or whatever, it is your job. I've been a waitress. I've had to pick up after all of that. And then sometimes they don't even leave you a tip. I get it. It is my job to pick up. But it's your job as a parent to teach your kids that they're not, they don't have servants waiting for them. It's just common courtesy. And she's got two kids. She got another one on the way. Now they're going to be three kids leaving messes. Damn.
Now I think about it. My friend Emmett, when we were in college, I used to have this girlfriend and her mom had a young child. And they would always offer to take us to dinner, you know, because we were broke college kids. And he stopped going because he didn't like to be around the kid because he thought it was disrespectful to let her run around and throw food on the ground. And he was literally turning down free food because it would make him so anxious.
Yeah, college, broke college person. But that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. And we're mad at the kids. And you know it's true. You look at them kids, you're just like, damn, give me 1 minute with that kid. I'll say, but it's the parents. It's the parents. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. You can see the picture that this baseball player put up of his kids and their messy mess and decide for yourself. Is it the parents' responsibility to parent their children, or is it the waitresses or the flight attendants or everybody else's?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know it's Mother's Day this weekend. In case you missed it and you forgot, I'm going to give you the top gifts, according to Elle Magazine, to grab for your mama. And they are approved by myself. I was like, oh, this is a nice little list. Stand by for that. These are three stories you need to know. DJ Automatic.
The surest route to a good job by age 30 is a college degree by age 26.
I knew it.
So the Wall Street Journal and Georgetown did this huge study on 8,000 Americans under the age of 30. They followed them for years. They found out that by having that college degree is what really set them up for their 30s to move ahead. But they did say skepticism about college degrees is still growing because 10 years ago, 40% of people thought a college degree wasn't worth it. Now it's 56% of people.
It is worth it, but you have to choose where you're going to go to school. You don't have to spend a lot of money unless you're like the top 3% of your class and you're going to an Ivy League school and you know somebody's going to be scouting for you. Don't do that. Go to community college and then take that to a university your last couple of years.
I went to community college, got an
associate.
Got an associate's, and then from there I got my four-year degree.
How do I know that?
Because I forgot what it's called.
Also, too, though, some of the universities, their game plan is to keep you in there longer than four years.
Well, so make I transferred
as well. Business, man. Mm-hmm.
I transferred from Arizona to New Mexico and I had to do another year.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah. So they got me for like, you know, what it was, $10,000-$15,000 more.
Dang, but it is important that you continue your education, be it IT school, get some type of technical certification, something, and always seek knowledge, no matter whether you finish school or not. All right, Anthony?
Well, what else is important is a work-life balance. And after a recent survey done by the job search platform The Muse, it comes to find out that work-life balance is the top reason people are quitting their jobs. It has nothing to do with their salary. As a matter of fact, they want to get more out of their free time and therefore be more at ease when they're not at the office.
I'm telling you, the pandemic changed everything.
It really did. It made people realize that you should not just live to work.
Yeah.
Working is just to provide yourself with the means to live. Especially, I just know a lot of single moms that struggle and they're like, man, I can't go to work 5 days a week. Gas is high. Daycare is high. Let your employees work a little bit from home. As long as they're doing their job, why must they check in like children at the same time and whatever, unless the job requires it, it doesn't make any sense to
me. I hope we can go to a 4-day work week at some point.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to come. I think that's going to be the way. Because I think people are still, like you said, back to the pandemic, still burnt out from that experience. And nobody's really recovered yet.
No. And we also learned that we can work differently. Work smarter, not harder. Thanks. All right, so in case you missed it, it's Mother's Day weekend. And if you haven't gotten your mother something for all she did for you, for instance, the fact that she brought you into this world, well, you should get these gifts. According to Elle Magazine, here are the top gifts for mom. coffee mug. Just going to tell you right now, it's simple. A great gift.
Yeah.
Very simple. Marble Rocket Yeti is a good one, or a Yeti type mug. A relaxing sleeping mask. Something high end, you know? This is so great for her beauty. She'll feel refreshed when she wakes up and she'll think of you. Wine is another great gift. I approve this one hardcore. A meal delivery service. Even if it's for a week. Mm. So mom doesn't have to cook for you and everybody else.
I'm going to tell my mom what she told me. We got food at the house.
You guys are wrong.
Better stop at McDonald's.
Concert or show tickets to
that's
your
a good
mom's
one.
Favorite.
Oh,
you know,
that, yeah. My mom would love that.
I know she would. And more wine. Hey, how about a wine subscription for mom? Get your mom a wine subscription. Automatic, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Out of all these gifts, what do you think I would appreciate the most? You're my husband. You're supposed to know me.
I already forgot what you said.
Come on, man.
I hate you.
That's how you know I really love you.
Hey, if you forgot the list, follow me at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and I'll shoot you a DM. Actually, I'll post these on my timeline for all the dads and sons and daughters that might forget that it's Mother's Day weekend.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Amanda Ramirez is demanding $5 million from Velveeta.
Uh-oh.
Because they got that microwavable mac and cheese, and it says ready in 3.5 minutes. But Amanda says, it takes 4 minutes and 24 seconds. I want my money.
Oh, man.
According to the lawsuit, it's a 15-page class action lawsuit. She says that because of this inconvenience, it has caused her distress at work. And she believes that the company owes her money, that it's deceptive advertising, and that corporate America needs to stop sticking it to us. 1 minute and 24 seconds added to every single day.
And she figured that was worth $5
million? $5
million. Where does she work?
Wherever it is, she's ready to quit and take this $5 million and do whatever she wants with it. By the way, Kraft Heinz Company called the lawsuit frivolous and said they will strongly defend against the allegations in the complaint.
Oh, from macaroni to sucking on toes, okay?
Ew.
So this hotel guest, he got a surprise of a lifetime when, yes, a man was sucking his toes.
Ooh.
The pervy hotel manager copied a key card and entered the guy's room while he was asleep. The manager admitted to going into the room, but it's because he claimed he smelled smoke. The man was arrested for aggravated burglary and assault, and the victim is suing the hotel. My only word of advice is sleep with your socks on.
That might be one of the most disturbing stories I've ever heard.
I'm telling you, when I stay at the hotel, I hit the deadbolt. I always put that. Because
I don't think this is the first time this man has sucked toes. First time that somebody's complained. So prior to this, somebody must have been enjoying it, and you know. So hey, bro,
all
feed
the
your A-list fetishes,
members going back to that hotel.
Make sure you have consent of other people before you start licking toes and sucking on them. All right,
that's nasty.
All right, I'm gonna start this story off with letting you know that the woman is okay, but a 61-year-old woman in New Jersey got a ticket. She got a ticket after she ran over herself with her own car.
Oh.
The 61-year-old woman, who will remain unnamed for this story, thought her Lincoln was in park, but it wasn't. So she got out to try to stop it. She stumbled. The car ran over her and proceeded to hit another parked Ford. So therefore, when the police arrived, she got the blame for everything. Rightfully so. But damn.
When a bad day gets worse.
I don't understand how you run over yourself and you get a ticket.
This is the definition of kicking you while you're down.
Kicking yourself while you're down.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Rihanna did not want to attend the Met Gala in that beautiful dress she wore, and she's throwing a little shade ASAP Rocky's way. Is there trouble in paradise? I'm going to play that audio for you right now. This and more. We got the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, brought to you by Lowe's. Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
Desi Banks celebrating his birthday. Ghostface Killah, Rosario Dawson, and we'll wrap it up right there.
All right, Cardi B is addressing female artists and the record industry.
Some females are going to come up faster than others. And a lot of people will think that it's that, oh, that's because their labels are putting money behind them, this and that. The labels are putting money behind the girls that people are listening to. You cannot blame nobody for that.
I get artists all the time asking me, play my track, play my... you have to set yourself up on the internet and local shows and go out there and talk today, to the people.
That's in
the
today's music business, you have to create your own buzz. It's
always been that way, though. Nothing's changed.
No, because there used to be more artist development. They would find somebody who was talented and give them a couple records to make, you know, to make them go. But now it's like you got to make yourself go before you can even get a deal.
And also a message to the artist, too. Those aren't like just money they give you. Those are advances that you got to pay back.
Yeah, you got to pay them back. Thank you very much,
if you don't recoup, guess what? You owe that money.
I like the route that Russ took more. Like artists like Russ.
Do it on your own. Do it on your own. All right, now we're going to talk about Usher and Chris Brown. Usher, by the way, had a failed album. He had a development.
His first album, failed. And guess what? He had artist development.
Well, Chris Brown failed him over the weekend. I waited to talk about this because I wanted the, you know, dust to settle. Yeah, they got into an altercation. Usher threw Chris Brown a party. Chris Brown got drunk, was trying to talk to Teyana Taylor, who's married. I guess he approached her in a very disrespectful way. Usher stepped in and Brown's security attacked Usher, punching him in the nose. At first, I didn't really want to believe that it happened, but they'd been performing together at these concerts that are happening, and Usher did not bring Chris Brown out this last concert.
I feel like this might be all promo for their verses that they've been hinting at.
And I thought about that.
I think that's what it is. Because there's no footage of the actual fight.
No.
Just like the little argument before.
Not the actual fight, but there's footage of the argument.
Yeah, the argument. That many people in there and nobody caught the scuffle? I don't know, dog.
And then Chris Brown, you like, imagine if Super was there. Super would slap the hell out of Chris Brown. It wouldn't even be a fight.
Wait, who's that?
Her husband, Teyana Taylor.
He wasn't there.
Oh.
Oh, dude. I don't know, dog. That'd be a good fight. Actually, I don't want to watch that one more than Usher and Chris Brown. Monty Chopper and Chris Brown?
Yeah, I'll watch that one. Pay per view.
I don't think it'll turn out well for Chris Brown.
All right, now let's talk about Rihanna at the Met Gala. She said she didn't want to go, but this is why she ended up on the red carpet.
Each of these flowers took 30 hours. 30 hours each. Valentino was so gracious. I really only came because I love my dress.
And then she proceeded to look around, and A$AP Rocky had left her at the bottom of the stairs with her 500-pound dress up at the top, and she says this.
If I could make it up these stairs by myself.
And she side-eyed him like, where you at? Reminds me of DJ Automatic always leaving me at the bottom of whatever steps and Anthony having to help me.
Well, we're not here to talk about you, so let's remove the spotlight a little bit.
Yeah.
But they actually asked A$AP Rocky, they're like, what happened? And he's like, that's her problem.
Videos up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Go check out her lovely dress and the side-eye. Be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I love marshmallows. I'm a marshmallow girl. And there's interesting news in the world of marshmallows. Okay, it's time for food news and hottest hashtags. Dana Cortez Show on your Tuesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
I got to get serious. Last week, in an affluent town in Texas called Allen, another mass shooting took place. Stephen Spainhauer rushed to the scene after his son called him in a panic, saying there was an armed gunman at the mall. I want to thank CBS News for this audio.
The first girl I walked up to was crouched down, covering her head in the bushes. So I felt for her pulse, pulled her head to the side, and she had no face.
The next victim he went to was a woman with her child.
When I rolled the mother over, he came out, and I asked him, are you okay? And he said, you know, my mom's hurt. Rather than traumatize him anymore, I pulled him around the corner, set him down. He was covered from head to toe like somebody had poured blood on him.
Stephen performed CPR on over 7 people while he was there. And I think that it was a very heroic action on him. And it was his son called him. So he rushed there. You know, he was one of the first on the scene. The gunman has been identified as Mauricio Garcia, who was wearing a patch on his chest with the acronym RWDS, which stands for Right Wing Death Squad, a phrase used on far right online spaces. FBI and police in Texas say that's all they're going to release at this time. You know, they just need more investigation on who this guy was. And does it even matter at this point?
No, I mean, it's just summertime in America.
It was one officer, though, that actually took him down. One officer that was at the mall. So shout out to him for that. All right, DJ Automatic Food News.
Jet Puff. You know what Jet Puff is, right?
The marshmallows?
Yes. So they came out with the first ever color-changing marshmallows. It takes 10 seconds for the marshmallows to start changing colors after being exposed to heat. So they go blue, then green, then pink, and then to orange.
Oh, yes. Damn. First our Bud Light cans, now our marshmallows.
Damn.
It's rainbow marshmallows.
I'm here for the rainbow marshmallow.
I love it. Imagine putting that on your toast
and then it has having it change colors.
Oh, so good. All right. National Day. Anthony A.
All right. We'll kick this one off with National Tear the Tags Off Your Mattress Day.
Hey, all right.
And it is not actually illegal to tear your tag off your mattress. After you buy it, you could do whatever you want with it.
All these years, I've been tricked.
We also got National Lost Sock Memorial Day, so one time for the socks that didn't make it out the dryer.
Most of them get stuck in the hose, like, or the bottom little area of your washer. Like, that's where all the socks go.
That's where they go to die, Dana.
Something everybody used to love, or maybe they still do. It's a National Sleepover Day, everybody.
Hey.
We didn't get to do that at my house. There's a whole meme online of a little Hispanic boy telling his white friend why I can't spend the night with you.
Ain't nothing worse than spending the night at your Hispanic friend's house, because then you got to wake up and do yard work. My friend's mom, Lisa.
I was like, Anthony, explain what?
He's not lying.
My friend Isaac, his mom Lisa, would always make us pull weeds the next day. Antonio, get outside.
If I slept at Emmett's house, guess
what? Yeah, dude.
She said, I'll make breakfast. You guys start cleaning.
Yeah, it sucks. All right. And let's wrap it up with National Alphabet Magnet Day. And I posed a question. Do you guys have a favorite letter?
My favorite letter is D.
Oh.
Hello. Capital D.
Okay. We're going to leave that one there.
That's for Dana. D for Data, all right, dude. I'm a fan of it.
D for my husband.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.